There were cows at the old museum. One of them's hanging from the ceiling now, but we used to have two of them that you could pretend to milk. Their names were Gertrude and
Melva Sue.
Melva Sue.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So if I had to pick my first favorite memory, it would be this one time when I got to stay after the museum was closed with my dad and sit on the cow, even though you weren't supposed to sit on the cows. I just would pretend to be a farmer and like, they had that fake machine that you could put on the like fake cow udders and then you could see the fake milk. I just thought that was the coolest.
Yeah.
What's your first memory?
I do remember they had this Bridges exhibit when I was here as a little kid, and I used to go into the milking parlor that they had and put on the striped overalls and then pretend I was a conductor in a train and like run over all the bridges. And then they also had a bridge table, which I'm pretty sure they used for the Isthmus table now. It was just all train bridges and they had trains all over it and you got to run the trains through like all these separate tunnels and stuff, and it was really cool.
Do you think is the coolest thing you've gotten to help like with the museum?
Right before the old museum closed, I helped out for days and days and days just taking apart the old museum. For hours, I would just sit on the ground peeling tiles off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then sitting there and peeling the glue off the tiles so we could save them and recycle them. And like pulling wood planks off the floor and basically deconstructing the museum. And it was kind of like a shock because to be here when the museum actually was moving was a mixture of sad and exciting because mm-hmm. I knew I would never see that space again, and having grown up in the space it was kind of sad to see it go, but being able to help build the exhibits and being able to be interactive with the exhibits helps you grow an appreciation towards each exhibit, mm-hmm. and especially when you've had something to donate to the exhibit or make that exhibit part of you, kind of. That's something that you don't get in very many places. And that's one thing that I really, really, really love about this museum, actually, mm-hmm. is that every single part of this museum has a little part of somebody that works here. And a part of me is invested in especially the cows, them being here for so long and me mm-hmm. remembering them ever since I was a little kid.
I know that one of them is hanging from the ceiling now.
Uh-huh.
Is the other one on top of the entrance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other ones, those cows.
Another big part of me is birthday parties, actually, because before we moved into this museum, I was put in charge of birthday parties, and I invested so much time in developing the programs and
mm-hmm.
putting together the layouts and making sure that we were ready to move into the new museum.
Birthday parties are super fun. They're probably one of my favorite things to do here.
Yeah.
I had my fifth birthday at the old museum, and they pretty much just had somebody stand at all the exits and then let us go, which was really fun. But now we have like a whole program which I help run. It's pretty much the best job ever just because it's so fun and you get to be called a funstigator, so like why wouldn't you want to do that?